Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Neil Poland, who's president of Mullican Flooring. Neil, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. It's always good to talk to you.
Yes, good to have you on the show with us. Got some big news, very encouraging, what you guys are doing up in Johnson City. Let's talk about that real quick. You've announced that you're going to spend $12 million over the next 3 years, and you're going to end up moving everything that's in Johnson City into a new location and also expand it. Is that right?
Yeah, simply put, presently, we're on University Parkway in Johnson City, and we've purchased a 309,000-foot facility across town, and we will relocate our finishing and other operations at our current site to the new location, and we will also start up a new engineered production line.
Okay. So just from a big picture, Mullican has four manufacturing facilities, one in Johnson City, and you're moving both the headquarters and your manufacturing facility to a new location in Johnson City.
Yes, that's correct. Okay. And right now we employ 130 people at our Johnson City plant, and 3 years from now, 2015, we believe we'll be about up to 300 people at the new location.
All right.
We anticipate our employment levels remaining constant at our other plants in Norton, Virginia, Rossford, West Virginia, and Holland, New York.
Okay. When are you moving the corporate headquarters?
It'll be sometime in the second quarter of next 2012.
All right. One of the reasons you're doing this, I mean, I've been to your location. You are right there beside East Tennessee State University, almost an urban location. I guess there was a company that went out of business that had a brand new building that was ideal for what you needed, and you got it for the right price, and that's kind of what motivated this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a aluminum wheel manufacturer, mm-hmm. closed in 2007. If we went out and built a new building today, it would not be very different from this building, so it was, let's just say, the perfect fit for us.
Okay. And it gives you the kind of space you need to bring part of your production, which you've been outsourcing in Asia, back into the U.S., so you'll be doing that there too.
Yes, we will be bringing back our 3/8 inch domestic species engineered flooring, hoping to start up in the second quarter of 2012 here to the U.S. It's just a portion of our source product from Asia.
And for those people that don't know a lot about Mullican, just from our perspective, we do an annual report every year. Mullican is the fourth largest producer of hardwood flooring in the U.S. Our estimate is you guys do about $110 million in sales, so you're fourth behind Armstrong, Shaw, and Mohawk, and have actually been growing very nicely. I think back in around 98 or 99, probably about the time you got there, Neil, you guys really started focusing on distribution through independent retailers as part of your picture, and prior to that, you'd just been an unfinished producer, right?
Yeah, Kemp, just like the BCS, we don't comment on rankings. We're just focused on the next month. Just like the next ballgame.
Okay. All right.
But, yes, we manufacture solid flooring at our Holland, New York plant, Rossford, West Virginia, and Norton, Virginia facilities. And that product is pre-finished here in Johnson City.
Okay. Let's talk about current business conditions. Everybody knows we're still at the tail end of this recession, so they're still soft. Give us a little outlook on how things are today and where you think they're headed.
Look, I think they're tough for everybody, and that's going back to the forest from a supply standpoint of raw materials and the type of grades of lumber that we purchase. You know, the whole lumber industry is struggling due to, you know, weak demand, but we're optimistic for the future. Obviously, we wouldn't be making this type of commitment and investment if we weren't bullish on the longer term. As we like to say around here, not sure what the next 6 to 12 months will hold, but we feel, you know, very good about the next 4 to 5 years.
Exactly. You know, we did an article that's in our November issue, which will be in the mail next week, and we talked to a bunch of home builders and asked them about what they're building now. There is still a level of home building going on, albeit much smaller than it used to be. And there are both spec homes and custom homes being built. And across the board, every builder we talked to said that more of their customers are looking for hardwood flooring. So as we pull out of this recession, it looks like hardwood is very well positioned to be probably the number one hard surface category for growth. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, I mean, I believe that all the fundamentals are still in place for the consumer demand for wood flooring as a share of floor covering to continue to increase. Just like your research, our research indicates with home builders that have continued to thrive in this recession, that the younger generation, people under 35, are preferring hardwood and hard surfaces in general. So we think that, you know, the demand curve for the future looks very good.
Okay, so you picked a good career path. I think after you finished at the University of Florida, you started with Armstrong, you worked with them, worked with Bruce, you've worked with Harris. So your career all the way since college has been in the hardwood business, hasn't it?
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Got in the wood flooring industry when it was less than 2%, I believe, of floor covering.
Yeah.
So
And
it has been a great choice, a great industry, and make a comment on our, from an environmental reforestation perspective, we have a naturally renewable product that I believe more and more consumers are realizing how that is so important with respect to their floor covering choice. And yeah, that's just one more benefit to buying a wood floor from a consumer perspective.
Yeah, and one more, while you're talking about that, one more point I always think it's interesting to point out. When you start thinking about the resources, the natural resources and the availability of hardwood, there are more hardwood trees out there in this country than there used to be. Isn't that right?
Yes. If you look at the survey done by the U.S. Forest Service back in 2004, 2005, and they took a 20-year picture, the regeneration rate or growth rate was 1.8 to 1. Since then, unfortunately, the hardwood lumber business has decreased associated with the recession by 40 or 50%. So that growth rate is even stronger now if you look at a snapshot of the last 5 years.
Well, it's congratulations on this news. I know it's big news. It's big news for the state of Tennessee, and it's big news for the hardwood business that you guys are seeing the long-term potential, and you're spending $12 million to expand your operation. Again, we've been talking to Neil Poland, who's president of Mullican Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.